This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
I want to minister to you today on the topic of positioning yourself for your signs and wonders. You've got to know how to do it. If you are praying to the Lord to be a king, you've got to start to talk like a king. You've got to start to move like a king. You've got to pray like a king. And if you are believing the Lord for good thing in your life, that you want a palace, you've got in your own room, you've got to put a table there and put plate and spoon and start to eat on the dining table. The one that you will prepare properly like that. Put a tablecloth, put your knife and spoon, and start to eat like king and queen.
Preach it.
And if anybody asks you, tell them I'm getting ready. For the glory of God is going to show forth in your life. If God says he will do something, he's going to do it.
Oh, yes.
But one thing I wanted to know is that there is something that you have to do in order to receive from the Lord. And that is what we are talking about today. Say to your neighbor, position yourself.
Position yourself.
That is what you've got to do. Position yourself. Position yourself. When you position yourself for signs and wonder, it shall come to pass in your life. I'm here as an ambassador of Christ today, as the vessel of the Most High God, as the instrument that the Lord is using for his signs and wonder. I've come to confirm to you that heaven said I should come and tell you that God is ready to do signs and wonders in your life. Your blessing is coming.
Amen.
Your mercy is coming.
Amen.
Your breakthrough is coming.
Amen.
Your promotion is coming.
Amen.
Your children are coming.
Amen.
Your joy is coming.
Amen.
Your residential permit is coming.
Amen.
Your money is coming.
Amen.
I repeat it, that your money is coming.
Amen.
Listen to me. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not scared to say it, that your money is coming.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name.
I'm going to say it again. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid of the devil that said we should not mention money on the altar of the Most High God. Because the scripture says, gold and silver, they are mine. Sit down. Why is it that we can't mention money in the temple of the Lord? If you are a Christian and you are poor, nobody will come and serve your God. I'm telling you, the kingdom of God needs money.
Oh, yes.
That is a fact.
Preaching.
You have to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to all other people.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you a fact. You've got to prosper so that people can prosper through you.
Oh, yes.
We read on Friday that man Isaac saw the seed in the land and it started to prosper. And he continued prospering until he was prosper. I love that scripture. I go home, I read it and read it and read it and read it over and over again. I claim it to my life over and over again. I claim it to my children over and over again. Because I've been reading scripture, and when that one dashed me, he said, the man, Isaac, he was prospering. And he kept on prospering. He didn't stop prospering until he has already prospered. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, may that be your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. All what you need right now, I said it to you earlier on, is to position yourself.
Uh-huh.
Stay in a position. Be expecting your miracle. Stay in a position for signs and wonder. Get ready. My spiritual father will say it today. And you can just say to people that, you know what? I put two and two together and they become four. It is not the move of God. What you cannot explain. What you cannot understand. Things that happen
immigration. But one way or the other, you pass through the application that cannot bring blessing. But eventually, because of the grace of the Most High, because of the favor of the Most High, you just pass through it. The promotion that you did not deserve, that the Lord released into your life. If you cannot explain it, that is what we call supernatural move of the Most High God.
I'm talking about when people say to you, oh, how did it happen when you start? You say, you know what? And when I got to the airport, you know what? I don't even know. I can't even explain. And when they say that, how did you get to that position of promotion? You say, I've been going to that job. It's not yet time, but you know what? I don't even know. I can't even explain it. That will be your portion. That will be your testimony. The reason why you are blessed, you will not be able to explain it. I said, where you find your money, you will not be able to explain it. Where you find your glory, you will not be able to explain it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The text that we read today, and tell you how to, and let me teach you how to position yourself for signs and wonders. In this text that we read, Luke 19, we read about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is actually a sinner and a tax collector. He's not even meant to see the face of the Most High. He's not even meant to be the one that Christ will go to his house to go and eat at that position. But this man had a passion. He's a rich man. He's got everything. But this man said, I want to meet this guy that they call Jesus Christ. I want to see him. Listen to me, church. You can have everything. If you don't have Christ, you are nothing. You can have every single thing. If you don't have Christ in your life, you haven't got nothing.
That's right.
I said, you can have everything, anything. Let your house be 20. Let millions be in your account. If you don't have Christ, your life is empty. This man said, I need to meet this man that is called Jesus. And as he was planning to meet Jesus Christ, there is actually a barrier on the way. Every time you want to do something for Christ, every time you want to do something for the body of Christ, what is it that is on your way? This man, his situation is crowd. You want to see pastor, but everybody is rolling around the pastor. You can't even see. You want to do something for God, everybody is doing it. They were rounding him, the crowd. Can you read it for me if you find it?
And he sought to see who Jesus was.
Uh-huh.
But he could not because of the...
But, that is a but in his life.
But
he can.
Could not.
Yes.
Because of the crowd.
Because of the crowd.
For he was of short stature.
He was of short stature. This man is actually a short man. But however, this man said, if I have to receive my blessing, I have to position myself. If I have to see Christ, I must do something to see Christ. Are you listening to me?
Preach.
Are you listening to me?
Preach.
Thank you. Now, he find a way out of his limitation. Most of us, when we want to bless somebody, and you phone that person, and the person didn't pick up the phone, you said, that is it. You didn't pick up your phone the first time. I'm not going to call you again. If the Lord sent you to bless that person, make effort. Did you hear what I said? Make effort to bless the person. There can be obstacle in the life of that man. The person that you want to bless. Some of you are not settled down. Some of you are going through one problem to the other. Some of you are barren. Some of you don't have money. Some of you are working. You are working 24 hours and you don't even have a saving. But you don't even know that there is a connection. There is something behind the root of your problem. But I speak prophetically
right now, under the anointing of the Most High that is in this house right now. I say, whatever the foundation, whatever that is the foundation, it can be mother, father, whatever that is there, that is the foundation of your problem, the Lord will expose them.
Amen.
The Lord will expose them.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He said, you can pull me down, but you can't put me down. God can rebuild your life. Go deep down into the go deep. When Paul cannot fish, they can't get any fish out. Christ said something to them. Said, launch to the deep. You're actually looking at the surface. You're fighting with people that you can see. Oh, he stepped on me. Ah, is that man? Is that my friend that is waging war? People waging war are more than those that you can see. Jesus said to them, do you know reason why you cannot get the fish? You are looking at the surface. Launch to the deep. Do you know that mean? Go down. Go deep down. Down. Go deep down. Search your life. Go to the foundation of your life. Maybe that person wants to help you, but there is a root. Whatever the limitation, whatever that is blocking you, every time you want to take a step to pray about your breakthrough, the devil will wage war. I'm telling you a fact. There's some forces that are not happy when you are happy. Did you hear what I said? They are not happy when you are happy. Their happiness is in your darkness. It's when you are miserable. When you are promoted, I'm telling you, not everyone that congratulates you that is happy. In our workplace, there's some people that will be thinking, we are here before her. When favor of God come upon your life, it's not about how long. When God ready to promote you, will promote you. Now, when God promotes you, there's some people will say, we meet her here. When nobody is here on Wednesday, when they come and clean, or Friday, they mob the house of the Lord. Let me tell you, the Lord will see you. People that walk behind the curtain, I release the blessing of the Lord upon your life now. I said, in blessing, the Lord will bless you. In multiply, you will multiply. The glory of God will manifest in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, shout amen.
Amen.
This man did not only see Christ, but the Bible says, among the crowd, people were going. But Christ got to that tree. He has been passing through tree. But when he get to that tree, where Zacchaeus was, it felt the passion. It felt the love that there's somebody that loves me here. And he looked around. I can't see that person. He can see people that love him for his miracle, for what he's do, for he always do. But he can see someone that is not that he need money because he's blessed. But somebody that have passion for him. He felt the love. Don't you know that when you see people that love you for who you are, you cling to them.
Oh yes.
He looked up. He felt the atmosphere, the aroma of love. He looked up. He saw him. Nobody tell him his name. But the scripture said Jesus called him by his name. He didn't say, man, come here. He said, Zacchaeus, come right down. It's your day of your blessing. That shall be your voice in the name of Jesus. I said, that shall be your voice in the name of Jesus. That shall be your voice in the name of Jesus. When you position yourself. Look, listen to me. When you are searching for God, God is searching for you as well. When you are looking for God, God is looking for you to bless you. When you position yourself, positive things will happen in your life. You must be at the right position. Say to your neighbor, be at the right position.
Be at the right position.
There is a place you need to position yourself so that unusual blessing can manifest in your life. There's some people in the midst of people that you're going to be. You can't stay at home and say you are looking for husband. And you put on a scarf 24-7. And you put on 90 24-7. And you put on rubber slippers 24-7.
24/7, and you'll never make up, you never fix your hair, you never wear any clothes, you never do your hair, and you say you are looking for husband, you will be 60 and you won't find any husband.
You see, they can't say anything now. You see, the church become quiet because I said that. You say you are looking for husband. Your weave on will go like this with steps. You can't fix it. You can't do your hair. You can't fix your nail. You can't put on makeup. You can't look good for that man. There is no man that wants to put a rubbish in his life. Praise the Lord. I said a couple of times last 2 weeks ago or something. I said people always ask me when they see me. Even minister of God say, "Oh, Pastor Victoria, do you go to gym?" I said, "Oh yeah, yeah. I go to gym every day." I said, I go to gym with Baba God. I go to gym with God because, you know, every time I go like this, Holy Ghost fire. Every time I praise the name of the Lord, I'm pulling the muscle. I said, every time I give God praises and honor, I said that is that. I said I'm going to gym. You've got to be fit for the glory of the Lord. Praise the name of the Most High. I go to gym. You've got to have something that you are doing. I go to gym with God. I'm telling you, that is more than if I go to ordinary gym. Baba God is my trainer. He trains me. If you look at my hand, it's feet. Feet with praise and worship. Position, get ready for the glory of God. Position yourself for your husband as well. When you position yourself, when your husband come home, I'm telling you, he will come near you. Position yourself to receive from your wife. Position yourself, man, so that the blessing of God can come into your life. Shout hallelujah. Our God is a God full of wonders. His name is Wonder. He dwells in wonder. He lives in wonder. He's ready to give you wonder. He's ready to do wonders in your life. He's ready to transform your life. But all what you need to do is position yourself. Amen. Am I helping somebody in this house? You've got to position yourself. What are you doing in Malachi? The Lord said, I'm going to open the window of heaven, Malachi 3:10, and there won't be room for me to take it, for you to take it. Now, if the Lord said, I'm going to release the blessing, that I'm going to pour it, won't you, that you won't even have enough room. So what are you doing to prepare yourself for success? Because it's going to come. If you pay your tithe, God is going to bless you. If you walk in the will of God, it's going to open the window for heaven. But now, where are you going to put them? That is the reason why you have to prepare yourself. Don't be physical. When Christ said to Paul, he said, throw your nets. When Paul is going to reply Jesus, he said, we've been casting the net, single and poorer. Christ knows that I'm going to bless you abundantly. But Paul, Peter was like, his mentality is like, but if God said, I'm going to bless you, are you expecting £1? Are you expecting £2 from the Lord? God said, open up because I'm going to bless you. You have to prepare yourself. Whether you like it or not, your blessing is coming. I said, whether the enemy like it or not, your blessing is coming. Whether evil forces like it or not, your blessing is coming. If anybody like it or not, listen to this. Jesus is coming back. You haven't got choice. All what you need to do is to prepare. Position yourself. Whether it takes no long or tarry or no tarry, I'm telling you a fact as an ambassador of Christ, that Christ is going to come back. He's going to come. Whether we like it or not, but now prepare yourself. Where is he going to meet you? If the Lord pour blessing into your life, where are you going to put it? If God give you money, if somebody give you a check of 1 million and you don't have the account, where are you going to pay it? And they give you a time limit that you must pay this check within 24 hours. It's in your name. You don't have a bank account. Where are you going to put it? And you say, when I have money, I open an account. You don't have to have money before you open an account.
no matter how little you have, you've got to actually prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for the blessing of God. If God is going to bless you, you've got to know how to handle the one that you have. We normally say that, you know what? If God bless me, oh God, you give me, let me win the lottery. And you say, I'm going to do it. But God is going to be telling you that if I'm going to give you, make you to win the lottery, if I give you 10 pounds, you've got to know how to manage it to the extent that my one penny, 10p will be available for me. When you do that, you are building relationship. God is going to first of all test you with 100 pounds. When he gives you that 100 pounds, he's going to see how you're going to share it and give him his own 10 pounds. Now, you don't know how God will look at it, and you are praying, God, give me, if I win that lottery, give me that 6 number. If I win it, oh, I will buy a house for you. God will say, hey, thief, liar, I gave you 100 pounds. You didn't even know how to manage it. You've got now to build a relationship. Position yourself. When God gives you 100 pounds, give him his 10 pounds. That means you are building trust. How many of you that know that you don't go into business partnership with people that have double-dealed you before? Say, enlarge your tent. Enlarge. Make it big. Create room. You are expecting somebody to deliver something for you. What do? You clear off everything that is there. That is what the Lord wants for you. God said, get rid of the junk. Get rid of your problem. Get rid of whatever you have. Now, get yourself ready. Position yourself to receive the blessing of the Lord. How do you position yourself is what we are talking about. Be in expectation. Be expecting your miracle every day. Expecting, listen to me. Expect postman to knock at your door. And you don't say, why do I have to be expecting? Because I'm not expecting any letter. Your letter can come anytime. Your miracle can come anytime. So be expectant. That is the first one, because the Bible says in Revelation 22:12, he said, behold, I'm coming and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work, which means I'm going to give to you anything. Whatever you sow the seed, you're going to reap. If you sow the seed of prayer, reward is coming. If you have been fasting, your reward is coming. All the prayer that you pray, I say your reward is coming. Say amen. So you've got to be expecting. You have to be in a position. Listen to me. The woman with the fatal of blood was in a position that is different, because you don't look at me to get your own position. Everybody's tactics is different. Did you get that? You don't have to do what I'm doing to get your own blessing. That is the fact now. The woman with the fatal of blood has to be in a position different from Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus has to stand tall, higher than where he is, to see the glory of God. But the woman with the fatal of blood cannot do that, because she's not allowed to be in the community. She cannot be seen. What she's got to do is to actually, if she knew that the only way I can get my blessing is to touch the hem of his garment. You can't touch hem of garments by standing still. He has to not go on her knees. There were a crowd there. Zacchaeus have to go on the tree to move away from the crowd. But she has to crawl on her forefeet. She was going like that. That is her own position. Crawling with our two hands. Search yourself. What position are you meant to be?
Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16 2EL. Sundays, 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit www.pastorvictoria.org. Telephone 44207 474 0660. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.